Good evening, I'm Mel DeYoung. Welcome to this month's edition of the Folk Show Roadshow. Every weekend on the Folk Show and every third Tuesday evening on broadcast of the Folk Show Roadshow, like tonight's, we bring you incredibly talented artists who perhaps you're hearing for the first time, and we hope you'll find songs that you'll enjoy for years. Here's a taste of Heather Cortese and the Dance Cards coming up in the second hour of tonight's broadcast. We recorded them last March at the Center for Well-Being in Vermont. We'll have more from Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards coming up in tonight's broadcast. It's time now, though, to take our seats for a concert also recorded last spring in Lamont. More details will follow, mostly from the band, and lefties might especially be interested. By lefties, I'm talking about which is your dominant hand. That lefty song is coming up, but first we'll hear MC Jim Pierce kick the concert off.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Center for Well-Being for the Acoustic Brew concert series. We are Acoustic Brew, for those of you who don't know, is an all-volunteer organization. If you were volunteers, you could have heard an amazing sound check here this afternoon. You are in for a treat on the instrumentation and the vocalizations that you're about to hear. Be very warm. Don't hold back with the noise. Heather Aubrey Lloyd.
All right, thank you guys so much. We're going to get started. This is a song called Illinois is Overflowing Because It Was.
So touching the ground. We're flying on faith, the edge of a hole. Keep us going.
Share. I'm also going to take the opportunity to actually introduce my bandmates. Kristen Jones is on electric cello. And my long-term partner in crime, Rob and I have been playing together for 13 years. Rob Hinkle on guitar. And that little device that he's playing is actually called an e-bow. It is an energy bow. Would you like to do a little explanation?
I used to work at the Maryland Science Center. So, I go into like, so the energy bow or e-bow was invented in 1961 or 1962. It's been around for a good long time. However, it's only recently reached much popularity. If you listen for it in a lot of older recordings, you'll find it. It's especially reactive with the electric guitar and or the banjo. It's basically two electromagnets switching on and off real fast, powered by a 9-volt battery. Available. You done yet?
Not available.
So,
I'm done.
Okay, good. That's the Evo 2. You're in tune, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So this tune is called We Must Be Ships. It has a one-word glossary. The word is mascaron. Mascaron is the wooden figurehead on the front of sailing ships. It's the Spanish word. Mascaron de proa is the the term for it. And Pablo Neruda, are there any Pablo Neruda fans in the room? Pablo Neruda had quite a collection, in fact. He had them up all around his house and had one that had glass eyes, so when it was humid outside, it would look like she was crying and stuff like that. Really cool stuff. But it's when you're a musician, you're very much like the lady on the front of the ship. You probably have the least idea of anyone on board where you're going, even though you're like right at the front. So yeah.
You are all our sails. we pass in the night. Where we pass in the night. We must be ships. Where we pass in the night. Where we pass in the night. We must be ships.
You're tuned in to a special monthly broadcast of the WVSU Folk Show Roadshow, featuring songwriter Heather Aubrey Lloyd and her bandmates. Coming up at about 8:30, Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards. The World returns at its usual time tomorrow night, and we'll join performance today at 9 this evening.
So this next song is a traditional sort of folk song kind of thing, in as much as it's about a Dust Bowl era farm couple in the storm shelter. Because that's very folk. So this one's called Oklahoma Revival. So close together, after all is time. I've decided that I'm going to give you a minute before we go there. So I'm going to do another informal poll. I know, I was like, yeah, maybe we need a second. Here's my informal poll. Who's left-handed?
Oh, good.
Thank God.
Because here's the thing. We've been doing some shows recently, and I'm worried there's, like, some secret conspiracy because there's, like, one anymore. Rob's a lefty, but he fakes you out by playing right. Right, not correct. I'm not trying to, like, say something. So here's the thing. So I have a friend who has a child who's left-handed. I happened to be at their house when I really needed a pair of scissors. And so I am very right-handed. The child is left-handed. So not only were these children scissors, but they were left-handed children scissors. This is the single most uncomfortable thing a right-handed adult can ever use. And I had this, like, at that moment, and thought, this is life for left-handers all the time, you know? It, like, dawned on me. So I decided I wanted to write a love song for left-handers about making Valentine's with your special left-handed someone, you know? Like, yeah, I provided the correct scissors, you know? It's the do you want a cup of coffee of arts and crafts, you know? So yeah, red construction paper means only one thing. So this is a little flirtation with left-handers. This is a song called Draw You In.
Angels out of paper, they fly so well in the breeze from the screen door. Hope you notice all the left-handed scissors I brought just for you. For you. And all the brand new crayons, perfectly unstained, soldiers straight in the box they came in. My humble offering. How to draw you in. How to draw you in. Not too obvious, all the red construction paper laid out on the table and held down the paint jars. But if I'm bold, it's only 'cause until this I've been holding together with popsicle sticks, clear tape and paper clips in the back where you can't see. I wanna draw you in. I wanna draw you in to me. Paper cup on my hand got carried. This heart looks like a teardrop folded, but you're opening me up. You're opening me up. You're opening me up. You're opening me up.
Songs that is still in the catalog and being played. We did not play it for years. We put it down because we were sort of bored of it. But when we were first on the road and traveling and, you know, you're up at weird hours and you're three time zones from where you started and, you know, suddenly it's like 9 o'clock in the morning and you're wide awake for no reason. Sometimes you watch Montel Williams because one of the psychics was on. was on talking to families who had come on who were looking for missing children. And this family had come on whose daughter who'd been missing for a couple of years and, you know, asked Sylvia, is she still alive? And Sylvia says, no, at this point, she's not. And the mother's question really struck me. The mother's question was, where will I find her? And Sylvia didn't miss a beat, and she was like, you'll find her in the water. And she goes into how this girl, you know, was buried effectively in a shallow little grave, and that a storm had taken the body into a local water source, and that, you know, another good storm was going to bring the body out, and everything was going to come out at that point. You know, all was going to be kind of set to rights. And I was like, oh my God, I don't care if this is true. I'm like really into this story, you know? And so I decided right then and there, I sat down and wrote the story of the girl sort of speaking to her parents from this amazing new life she had, you know, living down there waiting for her story to be told. And apparently it takes about 10 years for the well-meaning truth to be turned into a lie, because this girl was one of the girls who was taken from the house in Ohio. So she is not dead. But her mother actually died waiting for her. You know, it started out as this child singing to the mother. Now, in some ways, it's the mother singing to the child. And so, yeah, you see why I prepared you with the happy-go-lucky song first? So this is a song called In the Water.
Cold down here, but I am used to the chill. And the fish are more friendly now than when at first I fell. And the weeds are quicker to dance than when my eyes first closed. It is my secret hiding place, nobody. Thank you. me to play with me once more. Wait until the floods arise. Wait upon the shore.
You're tuned in to a special monthly broadcast of the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow, featuring songwriter Heather Aubrey Lloyd and her bandmates. Coming up at about 8:30, Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards. The World returns at its usual time tomorrow night, and we'll join performance today at 9 this evening.
Well, this was a request.
One night.
This was a request. So we better do it.
What?
This next song.
That one?
Uh-huh. So the nice part of the sort of last song, if there is one, was we, this year, got to do this really cool program. It was this thing out in Coffeyville, Kansas. It's about the only thing to do in Coffeyville, Kansas. There's a college there that does a humanities program where they bring in touring musicians from all over the country, and the deal is you have to present a humanities-based music program for a week to their college students and their high school students that participate. So we wanted to write about murder ballads, which have been very much a fascination of mine, but particularly this idea of why does the woman always die? You know, that's not right. And when I write my murder ballad, the guy's gonna get it, you know?
This was an awkward time for us in the band.
Not in real life. They know. Folk, like, murder ballads are like the violent video game of folk music, you know? It's, I'm not gonna actually do violence. It's hard. I challenge you all when you leave here. It's a fun exercise, but it's incredibly difficult to figure out how you will kill the people in your murder ballad. The world is like your murder oyster, you know? It can be any way you want. And I had a list, an entire legal pad of ways we would potentially kill these people out on a bar in St. Louis. Like, I'm sitting there writing. Somebody came up behind me while I was doing this and looked over my shoulder and went, "What is that?" And I like go into this big explanation. I'm like, no. And he giggles, you know, I'm like three sentences in, and he's like, "Oh, I'm a fiddler for a Celtic band." I am sorry. Anyone else? And like the cops are called, but I find the one person. But I eventually opted to throw them down a well, because I think the thing I decided was I wanted it to potentially be traditional sounding. You know, it could be a well yesterday, could be a well 1,000 years ago. And in some ways, that's what we realized while we were researching a lot of these murder ballads where women die. It could be a well yesterday or a well 1,000 years ago. The stories haven't changed all that much, you know? And so this is our original murder ballad. It's called Silent Little Bells.
Bluebells in the field, No church yard believer. Hold our set sin. No coin of copper, silver, gold to buy our way in. No stone to mark a better place where we lie. No song but my heart's. No tears but mine. I told him he could take me, take and lay me down. Let him kiss me deep on the edge of a well. I took my lover in my arms, took us both to hell. Then to a hole. To a hole down out someplace, thus to lay. I buried us in a secret place, none will see. Bluebells in the field, bluebells in the field, bluebells in the field. I don't want to read.
When we come back, in set two, we have birds doing unspeakable things to your car, crazy people bequeathing body parts to you, Eve giving God a piece of her mind, and more.
You're tuned in to a special monthly broadcast of the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow featuring Heather Aubrey Lloyd and her bandmates Kristen Jones on cello and Rob Hinkle on guitar and ebow. This concert was recorded April 11, 2015 at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont. Coming up at about 8:30, Laura Cortese and the Dance Guards. The World returns at 7 tomorrow night and will join performance today at 9 this evening. Even though concertgoers are headed to the coffee and snack table now, we'll keep the music rolling.
Yeah, so this will be the fun set. It kept it really heavy at the end of the last one, so we'll keep it light for the beginning of the first one. So I'm gonna play you some new stuff. Who has kids? Oh, good. I don't have kids. Your kids are lovely. But I appreciate the mind of children. I teach special education math to high school students, so it's a really cool thing, though. I mean, you do learn from them a lot. And I'm amused by the process of children's minds. For example, you know, you all know all too well that when you buy the thing for the kid, the thing is as interesting as the cardboard box it came in, which is frustrating if you paid money for the thing. But when you don't have children as an outside observer, it's like, oh, that's so magical, you know? Why as adults do we lose this? This is a new song that's gonna be on the next CD about loving someone, seeing in them what you as a child used to be able to see in the cardboard box. The world may see cardboard box then, but you see the spaceship treehouse time machine that they were truly meant to be. So this is a song called Cast Off.
I got a heart like a cardboard box, and you're a crazy kid. Got put out on the curb, but you say, yes, you did. Saw the spaceship treehouse time machine nobody else could see. Now you're here inside, making magic out of me. I got a body like bubble wrap, you gotta make it pop. A compulsive pleasure, and I hope you never stop. Every satisfying snap. Pressure and release. Now you've broken through, making music out of me. Because one man's trash is another man's treasure. Yes, I just needed a man with a little more vision and a dream. The right captain, a cast off, is reborn on the sea. Century Obama, that's just waiting for the planer. Giant tractor tire just waiting to be a playground. Hipster dress out of Star Wars sheets, but he didn't see it. You gotta see it. Well, I got a mind like soup cans tied by a string in between. But without you on the other side, no one's listening. But you follow the line, put the hand up to your ear. You dug out the message. Vision and a dream. The right captain, a cast off, is reborn on the sea. The right captain, this cast off, is reborn on the sea.
A few years ago, I had some vocal trouble when it was very fashionable to have vocal trouble. Like Steven Tyler had vocal trouble, and John Mayer had vocal trouble, and Adele had vocal trouble. And so one of the things I had to do was do 3 days of vocal rest where I did not say anything. Didn't laugh, you know, none of it. Which is hard to start and then incredibly difficult to stop once you've become accustomed to it. And the thing that I learned during that process, if you ever have to do it, as long as you go to the same coffee shop that you have always gone to, you will get your coffee the way you like it, you will never say anything, and no one will notice. Then once you become accustomed to the not speaking, it is very difficult to start speaking again. Like, the first utterance seems like such a big deal. What should it be? You know? What should my first word be? But I started to get freaked out also because after 3 days of not hearing yourself, when your trade is in communication, and particularly in vocal communication, I started thinking, well, what if it doesn't sound the same when it comes out now, you know? And I started thinking about how important the identifying communication that you associate with yourself, whether you're a painter or a teacher or you sing or whatever it is. And I started thinking about the birds that take a crap all over the hood of your car. Because I have decided that they are the reincarnated spirit of Jackson Pollock. Desperately trying to communicate with you. But we don't appreciate it. And we take it to the car wash and it's all over. It's very sad. So this is a song called Pollock. This is going on a new disc.
Pigeons sit lined up like ellipses on a street lamp, like Morse code. Sparrows are home notes on the steps strung out between telephone poles. And if they could not sing, could this be their song? If they could not wait, could they learn to love the ground? Every car hood a canvas, clean and polish. People wash away the art, they just don't understand it. But there's a message in the mess, I've been trying my best to decipher. During a reincarnation, something lost in the translation, now an eyesore. What the car crashed on comes back not quite whole, but full of good intention. A diamond now a comb is the beauty trapped inside forever. Pigeons sit lined up like ellipses on a street lamp, like Morse code. Sparrows are home notes on the steps strung out between telephone poles. And if I cannot sing, could this be my song written out? Cannot wait, can I learn to love the ground? Can I learn to love the ground? Can I learn to love the ground?
I'm very excited to have two guitars. That never, ever, ever happens because we are traveling in a Hyundai Elantra. And before that, we had a Saturn. So I don't have the luxury of two guitars very often because I like my bandmates better. Oh, shut up! You never let me be nice to you. And so this was a song that came out of a poem that I read in high school that stuck with me forever. It was a poem by Louis Untermeyer called Eve Speaks, where Eve, now all wised up from the apple, decides she's going to give God a piece of her mind while he's kicking her out of the garden. You know, which is interesting because, like, she wouldn't have been able, did she really have all these thoughts before, or does she just have them now because of the apple, you know? And so it was that. The second half of the poem, she gives a piece of her mind to all the men who come after. And there's a line in there about, you know, she gives them their godhood, but all we remember about her is her shame, which is sort of true. And I was thinking about, very much in the same vein as the murder ballads, a lot of these stories have not changed. And when women are concerned, yeah, they give us, each of us, our godhood, and yet all we ever do seem to really remember about them is their shame. And so this is a song called Even Now.
God, please make me a stone. I don't want to feel anything anymore. All my soft heart. Find a blue-eyed boy to love me like he should. Is my heart too loud? Is it keeping you awake? You prefer my lips to dim, not a garden gate. We could be years before the flood. We'll just ask all the disasters not to come with us. Like that's enough. Boy, please leave. You will never know what I know, what I've done. Centuries my legacy, how they curse my name. I made you like God, but all you remember is my shame. It's my heart keeping you awake. You prefer my lips to dance. We could be years before the flood. We'll just ask all the disasters not to come with us.
You're listening to a special monthly broadcast, The Folk Show Roadshow. The world returns tomorrow at its usual time, and we join performance today in an hour. Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards are ahead in about 30 minutes. This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU State College and WPSX Kane.